I must say it has been a great joy for Margie and me to be with you these last couple of weeks.
牧师与牧师夫人都很高兴这几个礼拜跟大家在一起。
It has been such a wonderful experience to know you and to have some sense of the Shalom Reformed Baptist Church.
我们感谢神给我们有机会认识你们，认识这个教会。
And I'm thankful for the opportunity also just for all the hospitality and kindness that you've shown us. You've certainly taken very good care of us.
也感谢大家这样的款待我们，照顾我们在这几个礼拜当中。
So our sincere thanks for all of you who have helped us in so many ways.
所以我们诚心地来感谢大家这样的照顾我们。
We're going to look at this passage in Genesis chapter 29.
我们今天早上要来思考创世纪第29章。
Last week we looked at chapter 28.
上个礼拜如果你到这里来的话，你会记得我们看的经文是第28章。
And that was the story of Jacob fleeing and of this ladder from heaven that he saw.
那当时候我们看见雅各怎么样为逃命来到这个地方，从天上有一个楼梯这样的下来了。
And he saw the angels of God ascending and descending on this ladder.
他又看见了神的天使在这楼梯上走上走下的。
And we looked at John chapter 1, the passage that says that the ladder really was Jesus Christ.
我们也看到了在约翰福音第一章告诉我们这楼梯就是代表了耶稣基督。
Jacob's staircase to heaven was a picture of how God comes to us through his Son and brings grace to us.
雅各在当时所做的这个梦，这个楼梯，那是要神告诉他，他怎么样能够到神那里来。
Jacob is one of those figures in the Bible that is easy for us to identify with.
当我们看圣经所讲的这位雅各，我们都觉得我们很认识这位雅各。
On some levels, you feel sorry for Jacob.
从一个方面来说，我们会同情他。
He never had the love of his father that he craved.
他从来得不到他父亲的爱。
His mother, Sarah, spoiled him.
而他的母亲却宠坏了他。
His father, Isaac, ignored him.
他的父亲不理睬他。
Isaac gave all of his attention to his foolish son, Esau.
父亲把他全部的爱都给了他的哥哥以扫。
And even in this story, he is cheated by his uncle.
而在这里他却被他的母舅欺骗了。
He's forced to work twice as long for his wife.
他必须付两倍的工价来得到他的太太。
It seems that the things that Jacob wants are always just out of reach.
就好像雅各他心里所要的，他所想得到的呢，通常都是得不到。
In other ways, we look at him and we don't like Jacob.
从另外一个角度来说，当我们看这位雅各，我们觉得我们很不喜欢这个人。
He's a flawed man.
他是道德上有缺陷的人。
He's dishonest.
他不老实。
He's manipulative.
懂得怎么样操纵别人。
He is cruel.
相当的残酷。
He's willing to lie.
愿意讲骗话。
He's willing to cheat and to blaspheme.
愿意撒谎，愿意甚至亵渎神的名。
He will do whatever he needs to get what he wants.
愿意做任何的事情，付任何的代价来得到他所要得到的。
And so there's this desperate vulnerability about Jacob.
所以我们能够看见他的本性是的确是脆弱的。
And we can relate to a figure like this.
我们能够理解，我们认识这样的一个人。
There are three things I want for us to see in this passage.
今天我们要来看三方面的真理。
First, we're going to look at some background details.
首先我们要来看这故事的一些的背景的细节。
And then we're going to look at the story.
然后我们要来看这故事本身。
And we'll draw some lessons from it.
最后我们要从这故事吸取一些的教训。
So let's think about the background.
我们先来看这个背景的细节。
Now, last week we saw Jacob had received a marvelous revelation from God.
上个礼拜我们看见神给了雅各一个非常奇妙的启示。
But Jacob still has to grow.
但是雅各仍然需要来成长。
He had this amazing dream that God gave him of the stairway to heaven.
做了一个梦，看见了他从天上来的这个楼梯。
And God came to him with the unconditional promises of his covenant.
神以无条件的来给他承诺，要来祝福他。
God said, I will bless you.
神说我要祝福你。
I will give you descendants and a land.
我要给你后裔，我要给你土地。
I'll make you a blessing.
我要使你成为祝福人的那一位。
I am with you.
我与你同在。
I will protect you.
我要保护你。
I'll bring you back home.
然后我会把你带回家。
There were no conditions from God.
神所讲的，你会发觉吗？没有条件的。
Just this promise of covenant blessing.
只是神愿意与他立约，神向他承诺要来祝福他。
But Jacob's response is a very conditional response.
但是雅各所给的反应是充满着条件的。
He says, if God will be with me.
他说如果神啊你与我同在。
If God will watch over me.
如果神啊你看顾我。
If God will return me.
如果神你把我带回家。
If God will provide me food and clothing.
如果你给我食物吃，你给我衣服穿。
If I return safely to my father's house.
如果我平平安安地回到我父亲的家。
Then the Lord will be my God.
那么耶和华你就做我的神了。
Notice all the conditions.
你发觉吗？他话中都有许多的条件。
If, then.
如果，然后。
And the reason I mention that is that Jacob is someone who's quite a bit like you and me.
我把这个重点带出来，因为我们会发现我们跟雅各很相似。
God has revealed this marvelous stairway to heaven.
神已将雅各来启示的这得救的方式，这楼梯。
And he's seen that this stairway from heaven is not a ladder that we climb to get to God, but God comes to us.
从这个楼梯他能够知道不是要他拼命的爬上去到神那里，而是神从天上来到他身边。
But Jacob doesn't quite understand it all yet.
但是雅各还是不能够完全的理解这真理。
God is moving him in the direction of loving God.
神要慢慢的来带领他，让他懂得来爱神。
And trusting God alone.
懂得怎么样完全的来依靠这位神。
But he's not quite there yet.
但是雅各还在学习，他还没有完成他的课程。
And we see that even at the end of chapter 28.
所以在第28章我们结束之后，我们看见他的确就在这个地步。
There are too many conditions he's putting before God.
他给神的回答当中带着许多的条件。
So I don't want us to think that after God had revealed this to him in chapter 28, that Jacob is fixed and he's already immature.
所以我不要大家误解，认为说雅各从神这里得到这启示之后呢，他已经成为一个完全的人，不需要再有任何的成长了。
Jacob has a lot of room to grow yet.
雅各还需要在许多事情上能够来学习。
We might say Jacob is a lot like you and me.
我们能够说雅各就跟我们一样。
We get insights into knowing God.
我们对神有一些的认识。
We see something of God's glory.
我们看见神的一些的荣耀。
He reveals himself to us.
他向我们启示了。
And yet all the implications of that don't necessarily connect with us.
但是我们还不完全理解这一切所领受的真理，它的含义到底是什么。
And God keeps putting us in difficult situations with difficult people.
所以神不断地把艰难的情况跟人物带到我们的生命里面。
Because God is showing us the futility of trusting in anything other than God.
因为神的目的是要让我们看见，把我们的盼望、我们的信心摆在事物或人的身上呢，都是徒然的。
And Jacob is in that process of growth.
所以雅各正处在这成长的过程。
Now Jacob arrives and he connects with Laban's people.
雅各就来到了这里，认识了拉班他的亲人。
And he finds his family, his ancestral family.
他找到了他母亲的这些的亲人。
In many ways, this story echoes the earlier story of his father.
这里我们所读到的故事呢，就反映了他父亲以前所发生的一些事情。
His father's servant had come to a well where he had found his ancestral people.
他的父亲有一位仆人也走了这条道路，到了这里。为着他找一位妻子。
And it was at the well that he had seen this beautiful woman, Rebecca, who was Jacob's mother.
也就是在这井，他们遇见了这位女儿，这位女子也变成了雅各的妈妈，就是利百加。
And in the same way, at the well, Jacob finds he connects with his ancestral family.
也就在这井，他又回到这里认识了这一群人。
And he sees his one true love, Rachel. And she takes him home where he meets her father. And when his uncle meets him, he kisses him and he says, "You are my family." Now let's look at this story for a few minutes. Jacob stays there for a month working for Laban. And Laban has seen Jacob as someone who would be an asset to him. And so he wants to negotiate some wages with Jacob. He says, "You know, you're my relative, but should you serve me for nothing?"
虽然你是我的亲戚，我怎么能够叫你白白为我工作呢？
Tell me what your wages should be.
你告诉我你的工资应该是多少？
Now it's a very interesting story.
这个故事非常的有趣。
Jacob is a cheat and a conniver.
我们知道雅各是个骗子。
But as a cheater, he is up against his match with his uncle Laban.
但是这时候他所遇到的这位母舅拉班，他已经面对了他的对手了。
Laban is just as bad as him, only he's been doing it longer.
拉班跟他一样的坏，也是骗子，只不过他是一个老练的骗子。
So he has more practice.
所以他只懂得怎么样来骗人。
And he begins by asking an open-ended question.
他就开始问了一些的问题。
It's a question that would expose Jacob's heart. It was designed to expose Jacob's desires. He said, "Tell me what you're worth." Now, verse 18 tells us Jacob was head over heels in love with Rachel.
第18节告诉我们，雅各深爱着拉杰，对他是一见钟情。He
was smitten by her beauty.
太迷恋这位女子了。And
she apparently was a very beautiful woman.
事实上她的确是一位惊人的大美人。The
Bible says she was lovely in form and beautiful.
圣经告诉我们她的美貌是俊秀的。
So this was a woman who was sexually desirable.
这对我们今天来说，她也许我们能够说她很性感。
She had a shapely appearance that would attract passions in a man.
她的美貌，她的性感，也许会使到很多男士都得到吸引的。
And she had a very beautiful face.
她脸很漂亮。
And it's interesting, the text identifies both of those qualities.
我们如果能够理解这经文的话，这经文就讲到这两方面。
Now remember who Jacob is.
我们要记得雅各，雅各他到底是谁？
He's a son whose father never had much interest in him.
我们要记得他是一位得不到父爱的儿子。
He has lived his entire life without having the significant man in his life care for him.
他的父亲对他是最重要的，但是他的父亲却一直以来都不注意他。His
father was the head of the clan.
他父亲是一家之主。His
father had poured his love into Esau.
他父亲只爱他的哥哥。And
he had ignored Jacob.
大肚上都忽略了他。And
Jacob had stolen the birthright.
他也偷走了那头生的祝福。And
he's come here fleeing the wrath of his brother.
他也因为哥哥的愤怒而跑到这里来。The
only person that has ever loved him is his mother.
唯一爱他的是他的母亲。And
she's back in Canaan.
他母亲不在身边，在迦南地。And
he will never see her again.
他从今以后就看不到他母亲。And
he is full of longings.
他心里充满着欲望。
He's thinking, if I had Rachel,
心里觉得如果我能够得到这女子,
if I had this woman, I would have joy.
如果我能够得到这位拉杰,
if I had this woman, I would have a life.
如果我得到的这位女子做我的妻子,
now, Jacob is not the only person to ever do this.
他这样的行为并不是只有他有这样的行为。
It really reflects that great exchange that Romans chapter 1 talks about. Where we think something in the created earth will be able to satisfy me.
我们错误地认为神所创造的这一切，也许从中我们能够得到。
There's something or someone, and if I had that, I would have a life.
也许是我们生命的一些的事物，或我们身边的人，只要我们能够得到他们，我们就能够是完美的、完整的一个人。
And one of the places we go for fulfillment and joy in our emptiness is to relationships.
也许我们在寻找这个答案，我们会觉得我们有一段的感情，我们就。
If I had someone who accepted me, if I had someone who was beautiful and delightful and who cared for me,
那个人她很漂亮，她令我能够理解，跟我能够非常亲切的一位。
If I had someone affectionate and understanding and of course forgiving.
他很善解人意，特别是我做错事，他一定会宽容我的。
If someone loved me, then I would find joy and delight and I would be fulfilled.
如果有一个人，世上有一个人他真的爱我的话，那么我就会找到我需要的喜乐跟满足了。
And that's where Jacob is.
雅各就是这样的思想。
He is in love.
他深深的爱这位女子。
Now, let me make a very obvious observation.
这里我要做一个很明显的观察。
Being in love is always more about me than it is about the other person.
当一个人在谈恋爱的时候，他通常他想的、他所关心的，他是他自己多过别人。
See, I found someone who will complete me.
我找到一个能够使我完整的。 Someone
who will make me happy.
能够使我快乐。
Someone who will make me, give me joy.
把这个喜乐带入我的生命。
And that's where Jacob is.
雅各就是当时候就有这样的思想。
And Laban opens the negotiation by getting Jacob to expose his heart.
所以拉班跟雅各在谈判的时候就要问这些问题。 要带领雅各把他心中的话都抖出来了。
He says, what wages are you looking for?
他说，你认为你值多少钱啊？
Now we know from verse 18, Jacob was in love with Rachel.
我们从18节知道他深爱着拉结。And
he said, I'll work for 7 years in exchange for your daughter Rachel.
他说，为了娶你的女儿，我愿意为你工作7年。
Now, as soon as Laban hears this, he knows he has Jacob exactly where he wants him.
老板，你听见雅各总讲了这一番话，他知道他已经赢了，他已经占了上风。
Jacob is not negotiating.
雅各并不是在跟他谈判。
He's offering a dowry that is 4 or 5 times more than the going price for a bride.
他是在讲嫁妆，而他告诉拉班，他愿意。 付上比平常多4-5倍的嫁妆。
And Laban realizes he has him right where he wants him.
所以拉班知道他已经赢了。
A negotiator loses his leverage if the person he's bargaining with knows he'll pay almost anything to get what he wants.
在我们在讨论的时候，当我们把我们
I always hate to go shopping for antiques with my wife Margie.
牧师不喜欢去买一些古董，特别是跟太太一起去。We'll
see something attractive.
我们看见一些我们很喜欢的。And
I will say to the shop owner, what do you want for that?
我会问那个店主，我需要付多少钱？And
he'll say $500.
我说500块。
And Margie will turn to me and say, that's not bad. I thought it would be twice that.
我太太说，这个很好，以为要双倍的价钱才买得到。
Now there's no negotiating after this.
就是不需要再讨价还价了。
He knows my wife wants it and she would pay twice as much.
他知道我太太很要那个古董，她愿意付出双倍的价钱。
I'm done as a negotiator at this moment.
我不需要再讲什么了。
See, that's what happens in this story.
这里就是雅各在这里所做的。Laban
realizes Jacob is so much in love, he will pay any price.
他知道雅各太爱他的小女儿了，他愿意付出任何的代价来得到她。And
Laban is a very clever man.
拉班是非常的聪明的。He
never agrees to this deal.
他事实上没有同意这个雅各握手来同意。He
never shakes hand and says, okay, that's a deal.
他没有跟他握手说好，我同意你所讲的。He
makes this rather curious statement that actually doesn't say anything.
他讲了一句很奇怪的话。He
says, well, it's better that I give her to you than some other man.
他说我把她给你，胜于把她给别人。
stay here with me.
啊, 你与我同住好了。
And he seems to agree.
他似乎同意了这门婚事。
He gives Jacob the impression he agrees.
他给雅各这个印象说, 哦, 我已经, 同意了。
And of course, Jacob hears what he wants to hear.
雅各只听到他要听的。
We always do that when we want something badly. We hear what we want to hear.
如果我们心中很想得到那件东西, 我们只会听我们要听的。
And so Jacob served for 7 years to get Rachel.
所以雅各为了要娶拉结，就为拉班工作了七年。
But they seemed only like a few days because he was so in love with her.
但是因为他这么爱这位女子，所以他做了七年的工作，却好像是几天而已。
Now here is a man who is in love.
所以这个人深深的爱这位女子。He's
working hard.
他很勤奋的工作。They
have herds and cattle.
他需要照顾很多的牛跟羊。
And he goes home tired every night.
他每天回到家都很累。But
the years seem only like a couple of days.
但是日子很容易就过去了。Because
he's counting the day when he can finally bring Rachel into his tent and consummate his love with her.
但是因为他只想的就是那他跟这位女子结婚的那一天。
Verse 21 gives us a little bit of a window into the passionate longings of this man.
第21节让我们看见雅各当时候他对着这女子他心里所想的到底是什么。
And these words may not strike us as shocking as we read them.
我们读这21节也许我们觉得这不是什么大不了的。
They certainly are not shocking words to an American because we talk very freely about sexual desire and sexual passion.
对美国人来说呢，这也不觉得什么稀奇的，因为美国人都很自由地谈论这个性的欲望跟激情。
But throughout the history of commentary on this 21st verse, many Hebrew writers have been shocked by the statement.
但是教会这么两千多年来，许多的解经家都要解释，要来理解这一节，都觉得很困难，很尴尬。It's
a very raw statement about Jacob's passionate desire for Rachel.
因为是很直接的讲到了雅各他这么样一位男性这样希望跟这个女的同房的这个这样的一个句子。
It sounds like he's just saying, give her to me because I want to have sex with her.
就好像他在说，我现在就要她，因为我要与她同房了。It's
full of raw passion.
这听起来我们觉得很尴尬。Now
he has invested a great deal of hope in fulfilling his desire and finally having Rachel.
因为他把一切的希望都摆在这个婚姻，希望从这女子得到他心灵的满足。
In fact, for Jacob, it's not just about companionship and fellowship.
事实上他要与这位女子结婚，不是因为他要与她一起作为伴侣，一起的度过终身。
He wants to have her and use her to satisfy his passions and his desires.
而是他要拥有她，他要利用她来满足他自己。
And so Laban has this great wedding party.
所以拉班就举行了这个重大的宴席。
And we can imagine what took place here.
我们能够想象到当时候当天晚上发生了什么事情。
The party goes on and people drink and they enjoy themselves.
他们都一起的在欢乐，不停的欢乐，一直在喝酒享受。
And in the evening, Jacob takes this heavily veiled wife back into his tent.
然后雅各最后呢，把他的妻子，当时候他的妻子是捻的，有的捻纱盖住的，把他带回到他的帐篷。
And there, of course, are no lights within the tent.
当时候我们是没有电灯的。
And so he holds her and he caresses her throughout the night.
就抱着她，与她一起睡觉。And
he says, Oh, Rachel, oh, my darling Rachel.
他又整晚就叫她，拉杰，我宝贝的拉杰啊。Oh,
Rachel, I've longed for this night.
我多么渴望着这一夜啊。And
eventually he falls to sleep with his arms and legs wrapped around his bride.
最后他睡着了，但是仍然着抱着他的妻子。
And verse 25 says, In the morning, behold, it was Leah.
十五节告诉我们，明天早上起身，他发现身边乃是利亚。
And he goes to Jacob, or to Laban in a rage.
他愤怒地去找他的母舅。
He says, What is this that you've done?
他说，你做了什么事啊？
I served you for Rachel, didn't I?
我要的不是拉结吗？
You cheated me.
你为什么骗我?
I served you for Rachel and you knew it.
我为你工作乃是要娶拉结,
what kind of man are you?
你怎么样的一个人,
why did you deceive me like this?
你为什么如此的欺骗我呢?
Now surely by then, the irony of this question must have occurred to Jacob.
那时候当他问这些问题的时候,也许他已经发现整个事情 整个情况是非常的奇妙了。
It was the same question his father had.
因为他很多年前他父亲也问他这些问题。
Why did you deceive me?
父亲问他说你为什么欺骗我?
And then Laban's answer must have exploded like a bomb in his conscience.
拉班所给的答案就好像一枚炸弹就在他的良心里面就爆炸了。
Laban said, in our custom around here, we don't honor the younger over the elder.
拉班这里就讲的是我们要先把大女儿嫁出去才能够把小女儿嫁出去这是我们的规矩。
And at that moment, all the pieces begin to fall into place for Jacob.
就在这时候,也许雅各开始明白了到底发生什么事情。
He realizes Laban has done to him exactly what he did to his father.
他在当时他就知道了,他的母舅骗了他,就好像他以前他骗了他父亲一样。
Dressed in a disguise of his brother's clothes.
假装是他的哥哥。
Under the cover of his father's darkness because of his blindness.
利用了那黑暗来遮盖,因为父亲看不见,父亲是盲的。
Jacob had done exactly what was, Laban had done exactly what Jacob did to his father.
拉班在这里怎么样对待,怎么样欺骗雅各,就如雅各当年怎么样欺骗他的父亲。
Like his father, he had reached out in the darkness and touched someone who was not the person he thought it was.
他在,就像他父亲,他看不见的时候呢,伸手去摸一位,认为他以为是这位,不是。
There was an old medieval Hebrew rabbi who wrote some commentary in this passage.
一位古老的希伯来拉比他写了一本解经书。
And he imagines Rachel, Jacob saying to Rachel in the morning, you deceived me.
想象说那位妻子就是利亚,隔天早上被她的丈夫责备了。
I called out to you in the darkness and you responded as though you were Rachel.
他说你欺骗了我,我在黑暗中呼叫你的时候,你以拉结的身份来回应我。
And she said, your father called out in the darkness and you responded as though you were Esau.
利亚就这样回答说,你父亲在黑暗中也是大声地向你呼叫,你以以撒,你哥哥的身份来回应。
And so, Laban says, finish the week and I'll give you the younger one also.
拉班这时候对雅各说,你为这个满了七天,我把那一个也给你了。
But you will owe me another 7 years.
但是你要为我再服侍七年。
And so Jacob agrees to that.
雅各就同意了。Laban
gives him his daughter Rachel.
拉班就将女儿拉结给雅各为妻。And
Jacob lay with Rachel and he loved Rachel more than he loved Leah.
圣经说雅各与拉结同房,并且爱拉结胜过爱利亚。
Some of the lessons of this story.
我们这时候要来看,这故事所要带给我们的一些的教训。
There's a line in this story that speaks volumes.
这故事里面有一句非常重要的话。
When the morning came, there was Leah.
到了早晨,雅各一看就是
That statement is more profound than just Jacob's surprise and disappointment when he discovered that he had married Leah instead of Rachel.
这句话不只是要让我们知道雅各当时他发现的,他昨天晚上跟他这位女子睡觉,不是他所爱的,不只是他要表达他的失望,里面的含义更深。
Jacob had placed all of his hopes of joy on this relationship.
雅各把他一切的希望都摆在这段感情上。
He had placed his hopes of enduring and lasting delight on Rachel.
他认为他持久永恒的喜悦能够从这位女子身上得到。
And in the morning, it was Leah.
但是明天早上一开眼睛的时候,一闭眼睛看的时候,身边却是利亚。
Now, of course, the pursuit of one true love is not the only way in which we place our hope in something other than God.
我们常常用这个事物,把我们的希望摆在事物,不摆在神的身上。我们,一个通常的方式是要追求真爱。
We do that when we think, if I get into a good school, that will open up life for me.
其他的方式，也许我们认为说，如果我能够进入一个名校，那么这我一切都好了。
Or when we think this house has always been so crowded.
或是我们觉得我们现在所居住的这个屋子太小了。
And the neighbors have never been easy to deal with.
我们的邻居也不是很好的邻居。
But this new house, this is the place we've always wanted.
但是我们要搬去的这个新的住屋啊，这个是最好的。
Or for many years I had this job, it was just a job.
这么多年来我的这个工作只是一份工作而已。
But this new job, it's the job I've longed for.
但是我现在要开始的这份新的工作是我所盼望得到的。
I can't believe it, I'm going to get paid for doing something I love to do.
我真不可相信我的工作就是我的兴趣啊。
Or we think to have a husband who loves me.
或是我们想到要得到一位真正爱我们的丈夫。
To be the happy mother of children, that's all I ever wanted.
作为一位很快乐的母亲，这是我所要的。
There's a cosmic truth for us to get a hold of here.
这是一个很重要的真理，我们要紧紧的抓住。
You will never live with wisdom until you understand it.
我们如果我们没有我们，除非我们真正的经历，我们不明白呢其中的智慧。
In the morning, it is always Leah.
很多时候我们开眼睛的时候，我们看的时候，明天早上身边的只是利亚。
No matter what we put our hope in.
不管我们把我们的盼望放在哪里。
No matter what we think will bring us joy.
不管我们觉得什么才会把真正的喜乐带到我们的生命里面。
In the morning, it's always Leah.
明天早上一定是利亚。
Derek Kidner says in his commentary.
有位解经家他这么样的说。
In the morning, behold, it was Leah, is a miniature of our disillusionment from Eden onwards.
明天早上开眼一看就是利亚，这句话让我们知道，我们人从伊甸园开始一直以来所得到的失望就是如此。
In the morning, it's always Leah.
明天早上一定是利亚。
All the things we think will satisfy us will not satisfy us.
我们认为能够使到我们满足的，最终会让我们失望。
There's only one thing that ultimately will satisfy.
只有一样能够使我们真正得到满足。
And that is to know God.
也就是要真正的来认识这位真神。
To know His forgiveness.
从他这里得到宽恕。
To have the joy of living in His presence.
有这个喜乐活在他的眼前。
To know His promise to be with you and to care for you.
知道领受神的承诺，他要与我们同在，要来照顾我们。
There's a second lesson here that we need to keep trying to learn.
这里也有另外一个教训是我们要不断努力的学习。
And it really is already anticipated.
我们事实上这里已经是已经我们能够明白的看见了。
It's only God who will satisfy our deepest longings.
这里的清楚的教导就是只有神能够满足我们最深切的渴望。
In the Sunday school versions of this story, Leah is always the forgotten woman.
在主日学，也许你会听见这位利亚，她常常是被遗忘的一位妇人。
But we actually know a good deal about her from this passage.
但是从这段经文，我们对她有一点的认识。
And we can imagine what her life and her marriage was like.
我们能够想象到她当时候的生命，她的婚姻生活到底是怎么样的。
In verse 17, there's this comparison between Rachel and Leah.
在十七节我们看见圣经把这两位姐妹做了一个比较。
It says Leah had weak eyes or delicate eyes, but Rachel was lovely in form and beautiful.
因为圣经告诉我们利亚她的眼睛是没有神气的，拉结却深得美貌俊秀。
Now the point of comparison is obviously physical attractiveness and beauty.
这样的比较的确是只注重这个肉体这个的这个美丽。
It doesn't say Rachel or Leah had delicate eyes, but Rachel could see for a mile.
他没有说这个利亚的眼睛是没有神气，但是拉结的眼睛是很能够是好像是千里眼。
There was something about Leah's eyes
讲到她的眼睛
that made her unattractive.
因为这位姐姐的眼睛，她眼睛也许人家看了之后不觉得会得到吸引。
Maybe her eyes wandered and they didn't focus properly.
也许她眼睛她不能够集中。
or maybe they bulged out too much.
也许她眼睛凸出来了。
But there was something about her eyes that made her unattractive.
她的眼睛让她觉得成为一个不是人家很喜欢的一位女子。
And so Leah grew up in the shadow of her beautiful younger sister.
所以她这位姐姐她一直的生长在
She grew up always having all the attention go to Rachel. The people would see the daughters and they would say, Oh, this young one, she's really a cutie, isn't she?
他们看到这两位姐妹,
all the comments of praise and approval always went to Rachel.
每一个人只会赞美,
and even after she got married,
即使他结婚之后,
a week longer, later, Rachel came along.
一个礼拜之后呢,
and Jacob loved Rachel.
而雅各深爱着拉结,
so now she's married.
现在结婚了,
she has the husband she always has wanted. But he doesn't want her. She's still living in the shadow of her sister Rachel and Rachel's beauty. She's the forgotten woman. Jacob sleeps with her sometimes, but he loves Rachel.
是的,有时候雅各会与他同房,但是雅各所爱的是拉结。
She's the one that can be in the room and never be seen by anybody.
她可能在一个房间里面走动,但是没有人会注意到她。
She's almost the invisible woman.
她好像是人家看不见的。
Except not by God.
但是神看见他了。
It says the Lord saw that Leah was not loved.
第31节说耶和华见到利亚失宠了。
And so the Lord opened her womb.
所以神使她生育。
And the description of the next several years of Leah's life in this passage is very heart-rending.
我们能够看到接下来这利亚她的生命使得我们心酸。
This poor woman, she longs to be loved.
她很渴望得到丈夫的爱。
And she becomes the dutiful wife.
她就做了她妻子的责任,尽责。
And in the custom of that culture, she gives him baby after baby.
就为丈夫生了一个又一个的孩子。
And when she names the babies, she gives them names that express her longings for her husband.
她生了儿子之后,她给他们名字,那些名字反映了她内心对丈夫的渴望。
When the first one is named, or she names the first one sees Reuben, hoping that her husband will now see her.
她把第一个儿子叫为刘辩,希望丈夫因此会看见她。
Maybe now that she's given him a son, she won't be invisible anymore. She says, surely my husband will love me now.
她说,
she names the next one Simeon, hears.
第二个儿子,
hoping that now her husband will actually hear her. He will listen when I speak. Now maybe you're sitting here thinking, Ted, you're reading too much into these names.
也许你说,牧师,你想象太丰富了吧。
But she tells us herself what she's doing when the third one is named.
但是她生了第三个儿子之后,她告诉我们她为什么有如此的行动。
She named him Levi, which means attached. Or belong.
第三个儿子的名字是立位，就是联合的意思，或是属于的意思。
And she says, Now at last my husband will become attached to me because I've borne him these three sons.
然后他解释说，我给我丈夫生了三个儿子，他必定与我联合了。
Now it's interesting, these three names that she gives her sons are things that women long for from their husbands.
你发现吗? 她给这三个儿子,她的名字也都是每一个女人都渴望从她们丈夫得到的一些东西。
A woman wants to be seen. She wants to be, she wants to be in her husband's sight.
她希望丈夫会注意她,会看见她。
She wants to be heard.
她渴望被听见。
She wants to feel like when I talk to him, he actually listens to me.
渴望说当他讲话的时候，开口讲话的时候，丈夫会听他的他讲话。
She wants to feel attached to her husband.
渴望与丈夫是联合的，是合一的。
Like I belong to him and he wouldn't go on without me.
属于我，我属于他，我们都要在一起的。
And so she gives her sons all these names.
所以她给儿子这些名字了。
But between son number three and son number four, something wonderful happens to Leah.
但是当在她还没有生第四个儿子之前呢，有莉亚经历了一位奇妙的事情。
She's been trying to get Jacob to give her significance for all these years.
一直以来希望通过雅各给她的生命有意义，有意义。
She's done the same thing that Jacob has done with Rachel.
我们会发现他所做的跟雅各所做的都是一样的。
For him, it was this trophy wife, Rachel.
雅各所要的就是他所心里所爱的这位拉结。
For Leah, it was the love of Jacob.
莉亚她所渴望的就是丈夫的爱。
She longed for him.
她要想要得到他。
She wanted for him to love her and to desire her.
她要她的丈夫爱她，关心她，要她。
And she kept thinking, if I give him sons, then he will love me.
所以她一直在想，如果我能够为他生儿子的话，那么他就会爱我了。
And yet she had to bear seeing him in the arms of her rival, Rachel.
但是她不管她做了什么，她仍然看见雅各爱的是拉结。
But between sons three and four, she realizes something very important.
但是在生第四个儿子之前，她发现了一个重大的真理。
She realizes Jacob will never be able to give me the longing of my heart.
她发现她知道雅各是永远不会使到我的心灵得到满足。
The only thing that will ever give me the longing of my heart is Jehovah.
那只有耶和华能够使我空虚的灵魂得到满足。
It's knowing God.
就是要认识这位真神。
And so when she conceives the next son, she says, this time, I will praise the Lord.
所以她再次怀孕之后生了第四个儿子，她说这一次我要赞美耶和华。
And she names him Judah, or which means praise.
所以她给他起名为犹大，犹大的意思就是赞美。
And when she says, this time I will praise the Lord, she doesn't use the generic name for God.
所以这时候当她说这一次我要赞美耶和华，她没有说我要赞美神，而是耶和华。
She uses the covenant name of God.
她用神所立约所用的这个名字就是耶和华。
She says, this time I'm not looking for Jacob to meet my needs.
我不再希望从雅各的身上得到满足。
I'm not looking to him.
我不把我的希望放在他身上。
This time I will praise the Lord.
这一次我要赞美耶和华。
This time I will take the most passionate longings of my heart and I will fix them on God.
这一次我要把我一切所盼望的一切都放在神的这里。
And so she takes those longings away from Jacob and she places them on God.
所以她不再从希望从雅各身上得到满足，而是要从神这边得到她心灵的满足。
Now, here's what I want you to ask yourself this morning.
所以我今天要问你，你要自问。
What are the deepest longings of your heart?
你心里最渴望的是什么？
What are the desires you need to take off something else and put on God?
你从哪一方面，你需要从你把你的希望从人的身上转到神的身上。
What are the longings you have that make you feel, if I had this, then I would really live?
今天早上你心里有说了什么话，说如果我 只能够得到这个，我就真的是能够活下去了。
What are those things that make you feel like, if I can't have this, life is not worth it?
如果我得不到它，那么我生命就没有意义了。
Leah learned a lesson all of us should take away from this passage.
Leah 学习到一个非常非常宝贵的功课。
It is only God who will satisfy.
只有神能够满足我们心中最深的渴望。
He's the one who will meet and supply our every need.
只有他能够供应我们一切的需要。
The one true love you long for is not someone else, it's God.
我们所渴望得到的真正的爱是不能够从人来的，而是从神。
And Leah embraced God.
Leah 就相信了这个真理，拥抱了他的神。
Now, you could read the Bible like a book of virtues.
你可以读圣经好像一本教导我们道德的书。
And you could read the Old Testament looking for people whose lives we should emulate and be like.
所以你可以, 读圣经, 然后找一些你能够来模范的这个人物。
But many of these Old Testament figures will disappoint us.
但是圣经所讲的这些人物常常都使到我们失望。
Because the Bible is a book full of flawed people.
因为圣经所讲到的人物都是在道德上都有缺陷的。
People who like the people in this passage don't always get it right.
就好像今天早上我们所看见的这些人, 他们通常都不明白发生什么事情。
And if your approach to religion is God at the top of the staircase, and religion is how you climb up to get to God.
所以如果你对宗教的观念是神在这楼梯的顶上, 而是你要靠着你自己爬上去的话,
then these Old Testament narratives will be very unsatisfying to you.
那么你读这个旧约圣经对你是不能够给你任何的答案。
But if you understand this story, you understand that God comes down to needy people.
但是如果你明白这个故事, 你就知道是神从天上来到我们世间。
Leah probably didn't know.
Leah 起初不知道。
But the writer of the Genesis narrative knew.
但是写着, 创世纪的作者, 他知道,
that Judah was the line through whom Jesus Christ would come to the earth.
他知道犹大是这弥赛亚, 救主的先祖。
Think about that.
请你思想,
God looks at these two women.
神看着两位女人,
One woman has the golden life.
因为女人她一切都顺利。
The other one is the forgotten woman that no one ever wants.
另外一位女人是没有人注意的，没有人想要的。
And God saw that Leah wasn't loved, and God said, "I will love her."
神看见利亚说没有人爱她，我来爱她。
Do you see what's going on here?
你看见神在做什么吗？
God is the bridegroom. That Leah always wanted.
神就是利亚所真正需要的那位新郎。
Why does Leah become the mother of the line of Jesus and not Rachel?
为什么是利亚而不是拉结成为这位弥赛亚的先祖呢？
Is it just because God likes the underdog?
就是因为神喜欢帮助那些软弱的人吗？
No, Leah is a picture to us of grace.
不是的, 乃是因为利亚的故事让我们看见恩典到底是什么。
This is how God works on the earth.
神的恩典的工作就是如此。
He doesn't say, I'm the God of the strong.
神并不说我就是强者的神。
I'm the God of the good people.
我是只照顾那些好人。
I'm the God of the people who get their act together.
那些懂得怎么样过一个圣洁的生活啊，我就爱他们。
I'm the God of people who obey all the rules and through their obedience climb the ladder to me.
我只接受那些懂得遵行我的律法，然后凭着遵行律法爬这个楼梯到我这里来。
No, God comes down the ladder.
不是的，神从天上来到地上。
He comes into our world.
他进入我们的世界。
Into our lives.
进入了我们的生命。
He doesn't stand at the top of the ladder so that we can climb up to him.
他不站在楼梯的顶尖，然后让我们爬上去。
He comes down into our world to live as a man in our world,
在我们的世界, 以人来活在这里,
to live without sin so that he could give us righteousness,
过着一个没有罪的, 生活, 为了要给我们, 使到我们称义,
and to die as a sacrifice for our sins.
为着罪人死在十字架上,
Jesus is the ladder.
耶稣就是那楼梯。
The angels of God ascend and descend on him.
神的天使在这楼梯走上走下。
And you see, if you know that you are weak,
如果你知道你是软弱的,
if you know that you're needy,
你有很多的需要,
if you know that you're sinful,
你知道你是个罪人,
you will find that Jesus is the Savior of every sinner who ever comes to him.
你就知道耶稣就是能够拯救罪人的救主。
He will not only save you
他不只是会拯救你,
so that your sins are forgiven and you'll go to heaven by and by,
拯救你,然后让你的罪能够赦,得到赦免,你能够到天堂去,
but you will find him to be the bridegroom that you always wanted.
你也会发现他是你所心里所渴望的这位丈夫。
He will be the one who will love you,
他会真正的爱你,
who will love you truly.
真正的爱你。
I invite you to come to Jesus today.
我们邀请你来相信这位救主。
Come to him with your weakness.
带着你的软弱来到主的面前。
Come to him with your sin.
带着你的罪恶来到主的面前。
Come to him even though you've tried to find life in everything else.
虽然你, 已经用了许多的途径要来找喜乐满足，却失败了。
You will find he is a willing, powerful, able Savior.
你会发现他是能够并且愿意拯救我们的救主。
Amen.